from ABC News Radio, KMET 1490 in Southern California. This is Biz Ninja Entrepreneur Radio with your host, Tyler Jorgensen.
Welcome out to Biz Ninja Radio. This is me, your host, Tyler Jorgensen, coming to you from sunny Southern California. And I've got another great Southern California guest for us today. None other than the one and only Dr. John DeWitt. John, welcome out.
Hello. It's always nice to be here because you're so close to experiencing the same weather we're having, which is nice. It's a little warm, though, but it's nice.
You know, thank goodness for air conditioning. So, John, you and I have met a few times. I know that you are a high-level implementer that gets stuff done. But give us a little bit of a backstory on just kind of who you are up leading up to what your current projects are.
Okay. I grew up in Arkansas, a small town out there in Arkansas. Actually, we had a farm and everything at one point, pigs, chickens, the whole shebang. And I played football, ended up getting a scholarship after walking onto the team at Vanderbilt. And was always a little kid. I was probably 213 my first year at Vanderbilt. They didn't know where to put me. And since I was a walk-on, they had me go with the offensive lineman, which I thought was a joke. But anyway, I ended up earning a scholarship there. And then after that, I even got second team all SEC one season, which was kind of fun. Then after that, I went and tried out for the 49ers. That was a fun little vacation there for about 2 or 3 days. That didn't work out. And then I went to coach my high school football team for a little bit, and then went out for one of these scout camp things where you run for the scouts and they record it and send it out to all the NFL teams, and actually ended up making the team with the Oilers and played with them for a minute. And then they sent me up to Europe and I played in Scotland, and we won the, it was called the World League Championship back then, and then it became NFL Europe. And then I played arena football. I played up in Canada in Montreal. I even played in the XFL in San Francisco for that really long length of time that the XFL was around, but it was fun.
Sure.
And then as I was playing football, I was like, all right, I know I can't play forever. I've always liked science and stuff. My sister is actually a pharmacist. She's married to a pharmacist. And I said, I tried pharmacy school and I'd gone, and then football would come around and I'd be like, all right, I'm going to play some more football and make a little money. And then I was just kind of just not feeling the pharmacy thing, just dealing with all the drugs and stuff. And I was like, all right, there's got to be another way. And I ended up going to chiropractic college, became a chiropractor, advanced sports nutrition specialist, all kinds of different fun things you can learn as a chiropractor, holistic type, you know, natural healing methods. And started doing that. And a couple of years ago, you know, when the movie Concussion came out, I kind of started saying, okay, well, I wonder if there's anything that I could do with my background and knowledge of different nutritional things and stuff like that, what if there's anything I can do to help some of these guys that are struggling? Because I even had a friend of mine, like 3 weeks ago, he was on Facebook and he was like giving away all his stuff. And he played in Saskatchewan for the Rough Riders in the CFL. He played with me in Vanderbilt and a couple other teams. And he was giving away all his stuff. And I'm like, what's going on? So I called him up and he's just like, I'm just trying to like put my past behind me. I'm trying to move forward. And I'm like, but that's like really like pictures of himself in high school with his buddies with their football stuff on. I'm like, that's not normal. And so he was like, yeah, I just have really bad memory stuff. My short-term memory. I will sit down with my wife to watch a movie and she'll be like, oh, we've seen this before. And I'll be like, no, I don't remember any of it. And
Wow. So
that was scary. And then on top of that, about 6 months ago, my dad retired and he's out in Arkansas still with my mom. And he's always kind of had a little, his dad passed away from advanced Alzheimer's. And so he started having some memory issues. And so then that scared me because of the whole genetic aspect of it. And I'm just like, okay, great. I mean, he played football until he was a sophomore in high school and he was a little bitty guy. And so right. I'm thinking he may have had concussions back then, but I'm thinking I played 12 years. So that's going to be, I really started getting really scared for myself and the fact that he started showing some early onset dementia type stuff. Right. And I'm actually going to see him next month because my mom's like, I don't know if he's going to know who you are. I'm like, oh, that's good. And so that basically, long story short, is how I got to where I am now.
That's the backstory. So, you know, I think, so we're going to get into why all of that matters to what you're currently working on. You know, but this show being kind of focused on entrepreneurship and the entrepreneur journey.
Right.
What I like about this, because as we're going to connect this here, because is that you took these moments of your life and these things and you've really built something out of it. I know I mean, as a chiropractor, you're part of one of the most successful chiropractic practices in the country, and you really like have become a specialist in the things that you care about. And so you're taking that specialty and that passion for now really focusing on brain health. And I know you wrote a book called Head Games. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, that is something that playing football, all you really thought about was, you know, if you get your bell rung, so to speak, you just kind of rub some dirt on it and get back in there. You're going to be all right. And so I always thought that it was just like a physical injury, like a brain swelling or something that caused those symptoms. And then once the swelling went down, then everything was fine. Well, because of my dad and because of my friend and some other people that I know that have passed away from some of the long-term effects of concussions, I was started to think about, well, what can I do nutritionally wise to help with that? And so I found out that it's not just the physical damage. I mean, that's a part of it, but there's actually all these different neurometabolic changes that happen inside the brain where it kind of goes back to action potentials in the nerve cell, and it does the saltatory conduction of the impulse down the nerve. I won't get all crazy technical on that.
Sure, that's okay.
But it's one of those things where there's a sodium potassium pump. Everybody kind of usually knows kind of what that is, and that affects the membrane potential on if it's able to carry that impulse to where it needs to go in the brain or down to the fingers or the feet or whatever. And the concussion can cause a massive depolarization of the nerves, and that makes the nerves that are along in the sequence have to secrete more potassium out than comes in, and that ends up causing more calcium ions to be brought into the neuron. That starts to build up inside the mitochondria, which are the little power plants of the cells, and they're not able to produce ATP, so there's an energy deficiency. So you're trying to heal, but you don't have the energy for it. And then you burn up all your glucose trying to do this, so then there's a blood sugar drop. And so there's
these are big words for normal guys out here.
Right. So basically, it causes an energy deficit for you to try to heal your brain, and that takes all the energy away from everything else in the body, and it causes brain fog, headaches, migraines, light sensitivity, hearing.
And so obviously the best solution is to not get concussions. The next best solution is to try to like take care of those things, and it sounds like there's some nutritional ways that you can do that. What's like one pro tip?
One pro tip on that is omega-3s. They've got all kinds of studies on different omega-3 fatty acids. You have to have an EPA to DHA ratio of at least 2-1. But they have literally taken people in hospitals that are technically brain dead and are just on the life support system and given them massive doses of those fatty acids, and it caused them to come back and get more brain function. So it almost is like bringing them back to life. It's insane what they do. And you don't want to get to that point, you know, obviously, but if you're taking that supplement, that's going to help make sure your cell membranes are extra strong. And it almost creates a second level of protection against concussions because everything's a little stronger because the brain's just kind of sloshing around in the skull and that cerebral spinal fluid. So
this obviously, you wrote a book, and then you've also been developing a supplement product to also help, right? Tell us a little bit.
Well, that because of the energy deficiency, because of the fact that the blood flow can decrease up to 50% for 7 to 10 days after a concussion, I've come out with, it's kind of a combo. We've got the omega-3s, like I just talked about. It's called Brain Med Omegas for that. And then the Brain Med itself has got 5 different nootropic herbs, which are kind of like if you saw the movie Limitless with Bradley Cooper, he took that one pill and could like use all of his brain and predict the stock market and all that stuff. But it's not quite that intense, obviously, but there's all these different herbs they used over in India and other countries for centuries that actually help boost that circulation to the brain. And they also can help with depression, anxiety, mood swings, things like that, which I'm on a bunch of different post-concussion site groups on Facebook and stuff like that. And that everybody's always talking about, I'm so depressed. And then the next day I'm so angry. And so these supplements are going to address all those symptoms and try to kind of help people navigate through and help them feel a little more normal. Like there's not something wrong with them because they can't see it on the outside. They just think they're faking it.
Mental health is a really big thing for me. I mean, I watched as my grandmother went through dementia. And then I've lost, many more friends than I'd like to say on, to suicide. Yeah. And I think it's stunning how, you know, like suicide and mental health is still not spoken about at the level that I think it should be. And, you know, I mean, we know guys like football players like Junior Seau, you know, and then, you know, all of a sudden we find that, man, this guy was dealing with stuff for a long time. So I love that you're taking this, no pun intended, or I should say pun intended, head on, and trying to you know, provide a dual-pronged solution, where you, like, an educational component through your book, and then also a nutritional component through your products. You know, I mean, I know that you have been an entrepreneur for a long time and tried a lot of things. What made you decide to kind of push this route as your big thing?
It goes back to what a lot of the entrepreneurial coaches talk about and things like that. You have to find what your passion is. And a lot of times people are kind of like, I don't know what my passion is. I have other books I've written on natural vision correction and stuff like that. And that's great. And I love helping people with that. But because I used to wear glasses since the eighth grade, blah, blah, blah. But the whole point of it is, once I started the football concussion aspect of stuff, I just felt like I was with my people. And I was like, this, I can relate to this on so many different levels. That we went to, Mike Ditka had a Gridiron Greats Hall of Fame dinner in Las Vegas a few weeks ago, and went out there. And this is a whole separate fund for the Gridiron Greats, that it's these NFL players that are played in the 70s and 80s when you didn't make a whole lot of money. And they've got some issues, you know, brain function wise, yeah, and they're not able to really get through life. And so this is to help raise money for them. And a portion of all the sales from my book and supplements and all that is going to go to that Gridiron Greats fund, because cool. I want to help these guys, you know, be able to afford hearing aids and stuff like that. But I mean, the NFL has got billions of dollars, and they just seem to focus it on marketing and stuff, and not, hey, we need to throw some of that money back to the players and help them out. And that's kind of the focus of that for me. That's why
I think as a protective business, I think they're worried about setting a standard, right? That then all of a sudden it's up and unravel.
That's why you won't see Jerry Jones in his Hall of Fame speech. He didn't mention headaches or CTE or concussions at all, and he doesn't want to hear anything about it.
No, and I kind of get it. At the same time, I'm like, really? It's an obvious. Yeah. It's well documented at this point. And I mean, at least I know that they're making progress. I mean, they're trying to do things just like simple rules, like where you're, you know, they're moving up the where they kick off from, little things like that, trying to mitigate those really brutal head-on impacts. But at the same time, you know, it's going to take, I think, a groundswell movement from guys like you, raising awareness, making it an okay thing to talk about. Right. And then supporting it through not only through the products that you build, but also the businesses that you build.
Right. And that's the tricky thing, because I had a friend of mine that is out in Middle Tennessee, and he messaged me on Facebook the other day, and he was like, so what's going on with the concussion stuff? Because there's so many moms and dads pulling their kids out of youth football now because they're scared their kids are going to be brain damaged. And I mean, that's just kind of obviously you want to protect your kids, but at the same time, there's so many really valuable lessons you can learn playing team sports, because it's not just football. It's all these different basketball, soccer, all these different sports. Yeah. And you don't want to take them out of that opportunity to have learned so many awesome life lessons. I understand they're scared and they want to protect their kids. So that's why I wanted to find a way to kind of ease their mind a little bit and be like, you know, you can let Junior play football. It's not going to be the end of the world. Just make sure he's using the right technique, make sure he's taking all the right supplements and getting all the right nutrients to make sure he's got the healthiest brain possible.
Yeah. I coach my kids' soccer teams, and about a year ago, youth soccer said, you know, no more headers for anything. I think it was 12 and under or something like that. And, you know, a lot of parents gave it pushback, like, oh, in our day we could do this, you know, everyone's getting too scared. I'm like, no, like, you have to realize, yeah, we did it in our day, but, you know, people, you know, to like that parent who's complaining about it, obviously have brain issues because of it, right? Like, I'm like, no, like, you just because a group of us survived unharmed doesn't mean that there wasn't another group that had serious issues from it. So, like, let's learn from that. It's not just, like you said, about like rubbing dirt on it and moving forward. Like, let's be smart here and use the data that we have and make better decisions. Right. So, I think it's good, like, that you're raising the awareness and contributing back. I think that's awesome. Yeah. What would you say is kind of your advice maybe for other entrepreneurs who are maybe just now finding that passion and wanting to get their first bit of momentum going?
The biggest thing is, so just kind of write down a list of, okay, what are you good at? What do you know about? even if it's just some random thing, you know, I'm say you're a bird watcher or something, I don't know. And all you have to do is you can Google bird watching, and in this example, obviously, and you're going to find different groups and different blogs and all this different stuff, and just get in there and start getting active. And one of the best things you can do is you don't try to find something to sell right away. What you do is you get in those different groups, those different chat things and all that, and just talk to them, interact with people, find out, you know, what's going on, ask lots of questions and be like, okay, what are you guys looking for? Is there anything going on? And like when I'm in these concussion groups, people are like, you know, what supplements do you take? And of course I'm in there going, okay, well, I've tried this, because I did a lot of self-experimentation, you know, see what works and what doesn't. But you need to find out what the demand is for before you make something. You can't just make it and hope that it works. You need to find out what people want. And that way they kind of, if you're interacting with them the way you should be, then when your stuff comes out, then they're going to be like, oh my, they're going to feel like they kind of had a part of it because they help you develop it. And then you always come out with a minimum viable product. It doesn't have to be perfect. Just get something out there and then always be updating it and asking questions and interacting. I mean, that's going to be the biggest thing. And you can use, I mean, ClickFunnels is great because you're able to get stuff out there at a really low cost, because especially if it's an information product, and that is one of the best ways to do it as far as like a free report or an infographic, right, or something like that. So yeah, that's where I would start.
Awesome. I think that's great. I think the tough thing about for a lot of entrepreneurs is that kind of slowing down in order to speed up, right? That, yeah, okay, maybe you don't have to get ready for your product first. Like, let's start with more research and more building those relationships, building those tribe. I know I've heard that advice before, and I absolutely echo your advice on that, that that's a great process for people that are trying to figure out what their first big thing is.
Right.
So, you know, you've done a lot of other things as well. I mean, I know that you've done a lot of online trainings and stuff like that. How did that experience and the things that you've done in the past help you get ready for this venture?
Well, I mean, a lot of, you try to do, you're always learning. It's like a lot of people make the big mistake when you're done with school, oh, okay, I don't have to study anymore. Well, actually, no. Now after school is when you have to start studying the real stuff that actually gets you paid. So, right. I mean, that's just like basic, not even some of the basic stuff. But, I mean, we did an event down there in, Dana, was it Dana Point?
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is great. Getting around like-minded people that can kind of help you look at it from a different angle. So if you're like, you're just in the computer and you're researching and you're asking questions and stuff, and you're doing this, you kind of tend to get tunnel vision. And if you can be around groups of like-minded entrepreneurs, they can kind of look at it kind of from their perspective and be like, okay, like with nootropic herbs, I was talking to a group 2 weeks ago, and they were just like, Noah, what is that? They're like, don't put that in any Facebook ad because people don't know what that is. And I'm like, oh, okay. And so just having somebody else's perspective and feedback, and you got to have thick skin. You can't be super determined and be like, no, I'm going to do it this way. Right. I don't care what anybody says. I mean, it's good to stick to your guns, but to a certain extent, you need to be able to take in all the information and be like, okay, maybe that, and test everything. That's the biggest thing I've learned in all the training is, well, people say, well, what should the cover of my book look like? And you're like, I don't know. You need to put it on Facebook and ask people what they think, and, you know, let people kind of test it out and see what they think. And it all comes back to letting people tell you what they like and what they want.
Yeah. I think Tim Ferriss was always amazing at that. Like when he launched the 4-hour work week, he split test in Facebook ads. And this was the early days of Facebook, the titles and the covers. And so like the 4-hour work week wasn't actually the name that he wanted for the book. It was just the name that got the greatest amount of emotional reaction. Mm-hmm. What's funny is it's a little bit of a misnomer. Like it actually isn't about only working 4 hours. It's about creating a specific lifestyle.
Right.
But he went with the data, right? And I think that is the willingness to leave our original thoughts when the data supports something else.
Yeah.
It's good science and it's good advertising, good business, right? I think more of us need to apply the scientific method into our business. And that's really what you just described.
Yep. Absolutely.
What are the next big things for Dr. John DeWitt and BrainMed? What's happening?
The launch, cross your fingers, everything goes all right. Should be happening Monday the 21st. It should be available, and I'm really excited about that and excited to get as many testimonials from happy customers to tell me how they're reacting to it. And once again, if they're not, I need that feedback too, so I can kind of tweak the formula and get it just how we need it. And this is actually the first two of many different supplements that are going to be in this entire BrainMed supplement line. I'm going to have amino acids. I'm going to have creatine. I'm going to have a bunch of other things that I've tried that are very helpful. I just didn't want to like flood the whole market with 20 different things.
Yeah, that's definitely one. Have someone who's launched a lot of supplements, I highly recommend exactly what you're doing. Start with one or two products and scale up.
Yeah.
But if people want to check it out, where do they go?
They just go to mybrainmed.com.
Awesome. And then, and you also mentioned your book. Where should they go for that?
For the book, you can actually get a physical copy of this book at freeconcussionbook.com. You just got to pay a little shipping handling and I'll ship it out to you.
Awesome. I think both of those are really cool things. And I think if, you know, on the concussion book, if you know anybody that's been in sports or if your kids are playing sports, obviously highly recommend you go and get in that book. Just in the last couple of weeks on this show, I've got people that need to read your book. I had Dan Nitro Clark, an NFL player. I had Gary Brackett, who played for the Colts. So these guys need your book, right? So we'll have I'll have to send them an update and say, hey, check out this recent one.
Yeah, it's funny. Daryl Green just came by the office a couple of months ago, the Hall of Fame defensive back from the Redskins, and he was a super nice guy, and he loved the book too. So I was like, oh, awesome.
That's great. Yeah, no, I think it's awesome what you're doing. Like I said, what I've always thought and been impressed by you, John, is that when you get an idea, you start implementing, and you're not worried about it being 100% because you're just pushing so fast that eventually it's going to get there and probably be 110%.
Right.
So keep up that momentum. Awesome to see. My big question here is, business is about creating the lifestyle we want. What's one major item on your bucket list you're going to accomplish in the next 12 months?
In the next 12 months, I am going to have enough passive income from a variety of my different funnels, hopefully, you know, the concussion book as well, that I can get me a place down on the beach. I'm getting picky because I'm 6 blocks from the beach right now.
Yeah,
I want to be right on the beach. Well, I don't want to be on the beach as much as my wife does, but yeah, be on the beach.
Well, happy wife, happy life. 12 months, we're having a bar or less. We're having a barbecue there. I'll bring the meat, and we'll start grilling in your new house. So
I like it.
Love seeing your success, man. Keep crushing it. Thank you for coming out on the radio show, and for everyone that's listening, please go to bizninja.com. And subscribe there to get any updates for future shows. We're going to have some special shows coming up soon and some special video shows. So check that out. Now it's your turn. Go out and do something.
Thank you for listening to Biz Ninja Entrepreneur Radio with Tyler Jorgensen. Please make sure to subscribe so you're first to hear new interviews and episodes. If you found this podcast to be valuable, please share it with a friend. Don't forget to visit our online dojo at bizninja.com to claim your reward for listening to the show.